Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. So this episode is going to be really interesting because what we're talking about is time and how to use time when you're promoting your business or consumer offers and how valuable that can be and how it can radically change performance. You know, when someone says to me, what's the most valuable thing in your life? My answer is time. It's time with my family. It's time to grow my business. It's time for me to relax. It's time because you can't get it back. And, you know, when someone's promoting a webinar and it's going to be, you know, a 60-minute webinar, I go, oh my God, do I really want to give that much time to this? Or I get a newsletter from some consumer brand that I like, and it's got all these articles in it. Do I really want to give time to this? And so when we're interacting with offers of any kind, we may not realize it, but we are considering the amount of time that we are going to be giving to this offer. So there are things that we could do as marketers that can radically change performance if we leverage this understanding that we all are focused on time. So let me give you an example of what I mean. We just did this really cool study, and we were focused on, in the case of this study, it was for webinars, for business-to-business marketers. It was focused on webinars. And we were looking at webinars that were all about the same content, but promoted at different lengths. So let's say you were doing a webinar, it was like about HR trends for 2024. And same webinar, but you did one version of it 30 minutes. You did another version of it, same basic content for 60 minutes, right? One's longer, one's shorter. And we did this in all sorts of different industries, all sorts of different categories. And what we wanted to see, if we promoted the webinar saying this is 30 minutes long, we said that in the subject line, we said that in the body copy, we said it on the landing page versus this is an hour long webinar. We said that in the subject line, in the body copy, on the landing page, on social posts, all of it. Is there a big impact by letting people know that something is shorter versus longer? And what we found, and it may sound obvious, but until you test it, you don't realize it. What we found is that the 30 minute as compared to the 60 minute, same exact content, basically the same title, the same everything. We had a 35% higher overall response rate, overall registration rate for the 30 minute versus the 60 minute. The critical piece of that was to promote it as it only being 30 minutes. Because why? We are like, okay, should I invest time in this? Do you want to put a webinar on your calendar? Most of the time, you're like, no, that sounds terrible. It sounds boring. I don't want to get involved with doing that. But when you tell the person, listen, this is only going to be 30 minutes, we are much more interested in saying, okay, I can do that for 30 minutes. And it's not just related to business webinars, all right? Let's look at for content overall. One of the biggest trends to get newsletters read right now is this idea of telling people basically how boring is your newsletter going to be. That is one of the biggest trends in email and in newsletters for business and consumer marketers. What do I mean by that? When you send out your newsletter, in the newsletter, you have different content blocks. It'll be like these short paragraphs, and then you have a link to whatever the longer version of that article is going to be. That's how most newsletters are structured. For each of these content blocks in your newsletter, when they open it up, your email, after the three or four lines of text describing what the thing's going to be, if you literally put right there at the end of it, 3 minute read, or even 3MIN, 3 min read, or 4 min read at the end of the paragraph, and then you have the link right there, what you are telling the person is that, listen, when you click on this, this is how long it's going to take for you to read the thing that we're talking about. We are seeing when you put in that 3 min read, that 4 min read, it is increasing click-through rates in newsletters for consumer and business marketers by over 30%. Because you're basically telling the person, listen, I know that this is kind of boring. I know you barely want to read it, but it's really not that much time. It's like 180 seconds. That's all you need in order to get the information. Google does this all the time with their newsletters, and it works phenomenally well. So you're telling the person, listen, we don't need that much time. So this is a massive trend. We're not only, though, seeing this in webinar promotion. We're not only seeing it in the body copy of your email newsletters. We're actually seeing this also promoted heavily in the subject line. So in the subject line, if you say something like two men read, two, M-I-N, read, colon, and then whatever it is that you're going to be promoting, it does incredibly well because instantly you're telling the person, this might stink, but it's only going to stink for 2 minutes, right? And letting the person know they don't need to invest that much time is everything because we are all moving so fast. We have time for nothing, but we do have 2 minutes to check out whatever it is that you want us to check out. Now, where else can you use this tactic? You could use this tactic in the pre-header, right? So that second subject line, you can put in that second subject line. Let's say your topic of your newsletter is 7 e-commerce trends, right? Or the 7 fashion trends of the summer or winter or whatever we're in. In the pre-header, you could literally write 3-minute read or 3-min read. And the person's going to see that back. All right, I can invest in this. It is the easiest way to get people to consume the content without them feeling like they have to invest too much time or energy. The other place, by the way, which is a no-brainer, is if you have any on-demand videos on your site of any kind, you want to keep them short. You don't want them to be long, and you want them to have really big, very bold on the pages where those videos are, how long they're going to be, and they better be short. You know, we'll say less than 5-minute video, right? 4-minute video, 3-minute video. Don't let the person have to click to find out how long it is. Why is this podcast even remotely popular? It probably is not, but even remotely popular. Why? Because it's short. If this podcast was an hour long, you would not be listening. You're like, all right, I could put up with that guy, Jay, for 10, 15 minutes. If it was an hour, you're like, forget it. I don't have an hour. And when we promote the podcast, constantly are saying, this is 10 minutes, this is 15 minutes, this is 5 minutes, because we're telling you it's not going to be that painful. All right. So testing this idea of letting people know how short things are and trying to keep them short, that is how you win in marketing today. All right. Before we get into Since You Didn't Ask, which is the portion of this podcast that goes completely off the rails that I don't even know what we talk about. Before we get to that, I wanted to let you all know that this podcast, this one right here, Do This Not That, is exclusively presented to you by Marigold. Marigold is a really cool company. Marigold is a platform that my company uses to send out our email. It's not just a platform for sending out email. They have loyalty marketing programs that are incredible, relationship marketing infrastructures and programs that are awesome. They are, Marigold is for small companies, medium-sized companies, big companies. We send out billions of emails. I love this platform. In every industry, they work with American Airlines, Notre Dame University. Fantastic. If you're not aware of them, you got to check them out. Go to meetmarigold.com. That is meetmarigold.com. I promise they are a great solution, especially for getting your emails out the door. Okay. Now, let's get on to Since You Didn't Ask. I need a haircut. What is going on? That's not what the topic is. Since You Didn't Ask. So this is what's going on me right now. This literally happened this weekend. No one's going to care, but this is literally what happened this weekend. This is a true story. So we were going to have some people over my house. We're going to have dinner. And we needed new steak knives. Our steak knives were really old and they were like barely functional. So my wife's like, go to the mall and get steak knives real quick because we need them. And so she says to me, listen, go to Crate and Barrel in the mall. They're having some kind of a sale when you get there, some sort of holiday sale. I don't know what. Okay. They go get these steak knives. And I'm when I say I'm clueless, I mean, I am clueless on many topics, but especially anything like buying knives or plates or things that you basic human needs. I have no idea what's going on. Okay. So I go to the mall and I by myself, which is a horrible idea. I go to Williams-Sonoma. Okay, I go to Williams-Sonoma, which I don't think I've ever been in Williams-Sonoma. Maybe I was there once. I don't remember. Okay, and so I go to find this nice person. I'm like, I need steak knives, whatever. They go, oh, we're going to go to the back and bring out what's available to you, whatever. So I'm sitting there waiting in Williams-Sonoma, and this is the coolest store ever because they have these little cups that they put out with food that you could have of stuff that they want you to buy, and they have this like peppermint bark with chocolate stuff in these little cups. And you could sit there and you could try one. And they want you to buy a tin of them, of which I didn't do. I had like 5 of these little cups of peppermint bark. People kept walking up to me and saying, hey, is it good? I go, it's fantastic. I was like a salesperson at Williams-Sonoma. I, It was so good. But the problem was they bring out the knives. I find these knives. And I'm like, okay, I want to buy these knives. I say, but wait a minute. I'm not allowed to leave the store until I get the discount. You guys have this special discount thing going on. And they go, no, we don't. That's not true. I go, no. My wife said, don't leave the store without getting the discount. I got the manager involved. I had every salesperson involved. And it became a whole big problem. So they had no discount. And I called up my wife. I go, there's no discount. Williams-Sonoma does not have a discount. She goes, I said to go to Crate and Barrel. You're in the wrong store. I was like, oh, no. Everyone looked at me because I had it on speakerphone. Everyone looked at me like, oh, my God. And it was so bad. It was so embarrassing. I'm such a doofus. But I ended up getting the knives, which was great. And I ate so much of this peppermint bark. I have no reason to tell you this story, but that was my weekend. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And, you know, hit me up on jschwedelson.com because that's where my whole universe is. If you want to connect with me or do whatever, go there. I don't know. Give this a 5-star. Eat peppermint bark. Have a good day. See you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.